same guy?
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. Is this Curtis?
Yes, this is Curtis.
Hey, Curtis, how's it going, man?
Are you the one I was just talking to?
Let's see. I believe so. It looks like you were speaking to someone in this department. It doesn't show a name here, but it looks like we definitely spoke with you, though. How long ago was this?
About 3 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it might have actually been me, because I got disconnected with somebody.
That was me. You gave me a price of $2.99 or something a month, and we already discussed all this stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, yeah, we'll get you going then.
Was that you I was just speaking to about 5 minutes ago? We got disconnected?
I believe so, yeah, because I just got disconnected with somebody. And I'm not really great with names, but I think it was you. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I thought you was looking over my account and you reckoned.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure it's you, because I got disconnected with someone. It was just a few minutes ago, so I'm pretty sure. I'm surprised you don't remember my name. It was Hawk or Sahawk.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I'm not good with names either. So. But, I mean, we can get you going, man. No problem at all. So, I mean, since we already went over the spiel, basically the next step would just be setting up your Google business profile, you know, how you'd like it to appear to your everybody online, you know, all that kind of stuff. So for the verification through Google, what's a good address to send that to you?
PlainOldRoof@gmail.com.
No, like a address, like a physical address to send the verification?
That's not going to be public, is it?
No, we can actually make sure it's not public.
2745. And this will put me on the first page.
Exactly, yep. On the first page of Google, all the directories, you're going to be on sponsored Facebook ads. I mean, you name it.
Okay.
So you said 2745.
For Plano, Texas, he said you do not have a Plano, Texas roofer on there.
Currently, we don't work with anyone within your direct area. No, that's why we were actually calling through the area today to try to find someone to fill that listing. And since you have a good online reputation, I mean, yeah, you fit the bill perfectly.
Yeah, we got an A+ BBB, good records, all that good stuff.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All the good stuff. Exactly. So, what was the rest of the address? You said 2745.
What kind of a vendor are you with Google?
So we're a premier channel partner with Google. So, of course, you know, Google handles like the multi-million, multi-billion dollar accounts. But for small to medium-sized businesses, they have partners like us who offer their services, you know, through that channel, through us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, we offer any services they can. The SEO, though, putting you on the first page, that's not something that Google offers directly. That's why they have partners like us to offer that type of thing.
Okay.
And then for the address, I just got 2745. What was the rest?
County Road 2510.
He said County Road?
County. Like the correct county.
Oh, county. Yeah, County Road. Okay, got you.
And this County is Road a non-public address.
Right. We'll make sure not to list it, yeah. And then what's the city and state?
That's 2745 County Road 2510.
2510.
Quinlan. Quinlan, Texas.
Okay. Got it.
75474. 75474.
Okay, gotcha. So let's see here. And then for the email address where we can send the invoice once we finish up everything here, what's a good address for that?
PlanoRoof@gmail.com.
PlanoRoof@gmail?
Yeah, that's PlanoRoof@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, got it. And then your last name, Curtis?
Jackson.
Okay, got it. And then this is the phone number you'd like listed online for contact with clients?
972-680-1010.
Okay, so different number than the 214-803?
Hey, that's my mobile. My company line is 972-680-1010.
972. What was the last four?
972-680-1010. 1010.
1010. Got it. Okay, great.
972-680-1010.
Got it. And then you would be able to receive text messages and calls from at that number too?
No, text messages and calls. Text messages go to the 214-803-8242 number.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I'm going to send you over some, like, your invoice is going to come through text and email. So I just want to make sure that goes through. And then I'll make sure to change it back to the office number for contact with clients, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, and then for your Google Business Profile, like how would you like it to appear online? For office hours, is it like a 9 to 5, or how would you like that to appear?
Man, we answer our phone, you know, like 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
7 a.m. to 8 p.m.? Okay, got it. So, and then for contact with clients, can they contact you through phone, text, and email?
Yep.
10 p.m.
And also, there's a link on the website.
Okay. Phone, text, and email, and website. And then for areas that you want to target, now we can narrow it down to even zip codes if you want, but what are some cities that you'd like to be found for?
The Dallas Metroplex.
Dallas Metroplex. Okay, just that general area.
Island. You mean tell you the cities?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's better
to
have
the main one is Plano, Allen, McKinney, Rowlett. Richardson. Dallas,
okay.
Murphy, Frisco, Nevada, NEVADA, Lavon, LAVON,
okay.
Let's see. Can you put more on there?
We can have up to 12. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We can have 3 more.
Hold on, man. Let me see here. Carrollton.
Carrollton, okay.
You got McKinney on there, right?
I do got McKinney, yep.
Wiley. Sachse, S-A-C-H-S-E. Is that 12?
Carlton, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So you have one more if you like.
Let me think. Garland? Yeah.
Okay, got it. And now are we going to integrate, you have a no
we
website as of yet.
We have Dallas.
I got Dallas on there for you, yeah. And it says that you do have a website. Do you guys already have one, or would you be interested in building a new one?
PlanoRoofingCompany.com.
PlanoRoofingCompany.com. Okay. Got you. And let's see here. So I'm also going to set you up with a time with our technician to, like, set up everything for you. Would tomorrow morning work for you?
Sure.
Like 9, 10 o'clock, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. 9, 10. All right. And then for keywords that you want to be found for, what would be like some of the keywords you want people to find you for when they search?
Let me think here. Roofing, of course.
Of course.
How many keywords can I have?
15.
Yeah, roofing.
Okay.
Hail damage is there's a lot of hail damage out there. I don't know if we ought to put that on there or not.
Yeah, it's good, because if there's a lot of it out there, then there's probably a lot of searches for it, too.
Yeah.
So it's probably good to have it there, just in case.
Yeah, so hail damage. Either flat roofs or commercial roofs.
Okay.
Commercial roof.
Flat roof, commercial roof.
Residential roofs.
Residential roof, okay.
I think flat commercial roofs ought to be one word. Flat commercial
Yeah, that'd be, that's one phrase. Yeah, yeah, that still works
yeah,
as one.
Flat commercial roofs. Residential.
Okay.
We got hail damage.
We do got that.
Put TPO roof.
TPO roof, okay.
Tom Patsy Oliver, TPO roof.
Okay.
Can you put residential shingles?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be one more. Put residential shingles.
Okay. Got it.
Roof repairs.
Roof repairs. Okay, good one, yeah.
When you put roofing on there, number one. How many is that so far?
One, two, three, four, eight. So got seven more. Now, if you don't have them all right now, it's okay. Just have them ready for the interview.
No,
with
man,
the tech
I'd rather put them on there right now. Or wow, that guy.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got TPO, you got wood roofs, roof inspection.
Roof inspection.
Hey, actually,
okay,
where it says, yeah, up there on roof, it says roofs. Put roof inspection. Make that one phrase.
Yep. Okay, got you.
Because if they type in roofs or inspection, it'll pop up.
Right. Exactly.
Roof and maybe after putting inspections, put free roof inspections free. Because some people want free roof inspection.
Right, so like free inspection.
I think that's the key word.
Yeah, and the tech can also make suggestions on ones that have high search volumes that would fall under the, you know, umbrella of the services that you offer too.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And so yeah, got a couple more.
Can you put make the one phrase put hail and storm damage, because hail's a storm. Hail, storm damage.
For sure.
Make that one phrase. That'll put me another word on there.
Right. Okay, perfect. Let me do that now. And then, Curtis, what was your last name again? It for some reason, didn't say
Jackson.
That. Jackson.
Jackson.
I don't know how I forgot that. Jackson. Got it. Okay, great. And then let's see here. And you said storm damage as well, right? Hail damage and storm damage. Because they might search the other one, too, so it might be good to have both.
Yeah, hey, hold on one second. Hold on. Are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Yeah, somebody, let me see some three. Yeah, that was some solicitor. I thought it was a customer.
Oh, yeah. That happens, right? Okay, so here we go. And then, so storm damage. Okay.
Hey, you got roofing on there, right?
Right, that was the first one. Yeah, roofing, hail damage, flat roof.
But make that one where I put company on there. Put roofing company.
Okay, that's a good one. Yep. Okay.
You actually should make it like this. Put roofing company near me. That's one phrase. Roofing company near me.
Okay, got it.
Actually, make it here. Finish that phrase. I put roofing contractor near me. Yeah, roofing contractor near me.
Contractor. Okay, yeah.
And then put a roof replacement.
Okay, roof replacement.
Now, how many you got? I know I expanded the words a little bit, which is probably good.
Well, I think we did. Yeah, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11, 12. We got 12, so there's three more if you like.
Put Allen Roofing. Allen Roofing.
Allen Roofing, okay.
Put Plano Roofing.
Plano Roofing, okay.
And then put McKinney Roofing.
And McKinney Roofing. Okay, got it.
That's 15, ain't it?
That is 15. You got it.
All right, that ought to get me a few hits, I think.
I think so. Yep, you got it. Okay, so let's see here. Now, as for billing, the address will be the same for billing as well?
Yeah, 2745 Kenner Road, 2510. That's the personal billing home address.
Okay, gotcha. And then is that a Visa or a MasterCard or?
Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready, Curtis.
So when is this going to be listed?
So the timeline is typically 30 to 45 days. So within the first 2 weeks, we set up. Yeah. So within the first 2 weeks, we set up all your directory accounts. You know, we run on close on your website, all your, like everything else besides the Google listing. The Google listing, we do have to get you verified through Google, right? That's what we're sending you in the mail to verify you. That's the thing that takes a little bit of time, but I've seen it done a little bit quicker. It really just depends on, you know, basically, because you have to be active in the thing, because we have to send you the verification, which is going to come right now. Once we clear payment, you'll get that. And if you could have that ready for the tech tomorrow, the faster the process will be, and then the faster we can get you up there, too.
Is that going to email to me?
Yeah, it's going to come right now, along with the invoice. That'll be sent right now after we process this. That's going to send that and the invoice for your records, and then you can start on the verification to have that ready for, you know, tomorrow morning with the tech, and then you'll be, you know, off and running.
Okay.
So yeah, you'll have that right now. As soon as I process this, you're going to have that verification, like, application. Just make sure to have that ready for the tech tomorrow, that way they can get a good jump start on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then you said that was a Visa, right? Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4427.
Okay.
How about it's going to be 299?
Right, exactly.
4427.
Mm-hmm.
4221. 3025.
Okay.
5782.
Got it, and then the expiration?
328.
328. Okay, and then the code on the back?
982.
982. Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. So you know us when we're calling and the calls are more secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What's best for you?
My city. I guess city I was born in.
Okay, and the name of the city?
Amarillo.
Can you spell that for me? Sorry.
Amarillo. A-M-A-R-I-L-L-O.
Oh, okay, got it.
A-M-A-R-I-L-L-O, Texas.
Yep, okay, got it. And then now I'm going to set up your thing here. It just takes a second. And then you'll see that payment process shortly after. And then you're going to get the invoice and that verification for Google at the same time. Okay, you'll see that come through right now. Just give me a sec here. There we go. Okay.
So when I type in Google, I'm going to pop up in 30 days?
Right. Between 30 to 45 days. Now, I've seen it done a little bit faster, but typically, yeah, 30 to 45 days, you'll see yourself start to appear there on the first page when people are doing those searches for those keywords that we just went over.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So let's see here.
I cancel any time.
Yeah, and you can also cancel at any time. Yeah, you just let us know 3 business days before the billing is due, and they can cancel for you, no problem. There's no, like, cancellation fees or nothing like that.
If I don't see myself on first place, I got to cancel.
Yeah, no problem at all. Just at least give it the, you know, 30 to 45 days. Well, typically we say 2 months because that's a good enough time to get you up on the first base, get jobs coming in, get your phone ringing. At least give it that. And if, yes, if you're not happy by then, yeah, you're more than welcome to cancel. So you're going to see that your payment come through now. 1 second here. And then you're also going to get the invoice as well as that verification for Google as well. You'll see that come through now. You're going to see the invoice through text and email. Okay, I think you'll see the text first. Let me know if you don't see it right away. I'll resend it for you.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet? Okay, I'll resend it. Usually when I resend it, the original one comes through at the same time, but no worries. I just sent it, so you should see it come through now.
Okay, there it is. What do you need?
Okay, so go ahead, click on the blue part that says below is your invoice. Click there. Then once you get in there, take a quick look, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. Once you get to the bottom there, you'll see a box that says click here, I'm the authorized user. Then below that, a place where you can type your name. Click the box, type your name in there. Once you hit enter, that's going to take you to our website. And then they'll ask for your username and login. You're going to get that within 7 days. Let me know once you get there.
Okay, I see the signature part.
Okay, so once you do that, once you type your name there and hit enter, that'll take you to our website asking for your username and login. You'll get that within 7 days. Let me know once you get there.
Okay, I got Curtis Jackson. It says sign. I guess that when I put my name in, that doesn't.
Yeah, once you put your name in and hit enter, like confirm signature, I think is what the button says. And then I'll be able to see that on my end, too, once you do that.
I'm hitting confirm signature. It's not doing anything.
Did you hit the box above there, too, where you check the box that says I'm the authorized user as well?
Probably not.
Yeah, you have to do both, I think, for it to confirm.
This is below the summary. At the very top.
On the bottom, I think, is where that should be.
It says, to see complete talk terms, okay. Oh, hold on. Opt out of SMS communications. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, don't click that, because that's how I'm sending you the everything. All you have to do is just click the box where next to it should say, I am the authorized user. And then below that, right below that, you'll see where you type the signature. It should be right above where you type the signature.
It says products included. It says local bundle, but you told me I also get Facebook, but it says $100 more for Facebook.
No, that's actually included in the $299. That budget is all included in that. That's not an additional
cost. Oh.
That's just breaking it down for you, like itemizing it.
So I'm getting the ads on Facebook?
Yep. You're also getting sponsored Facebook ads as well. And
okay,
our tech team is going to run all those for you. Oh, so you already you got there? Okay, so that means
yeah,
got it. Okay, great. Now, there's just one other quick step. Then I'll send you
the
confirmation
name?
Of
yeah, no name yet.
You're gonna, yeah, you'll receive that within 7 days. The tech is gonna set that up for you tomorrow morning. Okay. Now there's just one other quick step, and then we're good to go. So it's called a voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice that I just sent you, so we can go over it together, and then also to ensure the accuracy of the order. And of course, it's an added form of protection for you as well. Now, if you need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but just in case. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Plano Roofing Company.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Curtis Jackson, the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So that verification for Google, make sure to have that ready for the interview tomorrow with the tech. That way we can get a good jump start on that. Now, as a result of increased visibility.
Where's the verification at?
It should have came through email as well.
I did get the text.
Check your email. It should have the invoice and that verification as well. If you want to double check that right now, let me know.
Shit. It says, Local Splash says, welcome to Splash. We are passionate take up to 30 to 45 days to begin. You'll receive your login credentials within 7 days. Make sure, always verify. They don't have anything on here.
Is there any other emails that you received?
Let me look. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Yeah, there it is.
You found it? Okay, great. Perfect. So, yeah, just have as much of that information as you can ready for the interview tomorrow with the tech. That way they can get a good jump start on that. Now, in regards to this as well, as a result of increased visibility, just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you, so you know it's us when we're calling. We'll make sure to use that at the top of the call. And anyone that doesn't, you can disregard those calls, okay? Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to give you the number that the technician will call from tomorrow morning, or I can text it to you at the end of the call, whatever's better for you.
And hold on.
Okay.
What's your phone number there? Is that 382 number?
No, it's going to be an 877 number, actually.
I'm talking about the number I just called.
So this number, no, you can call, but I'm going to give you this number just so, because it is going to pop up as this number, so you know it's him when he's calling, him or her, sorry.
Technician is 877?
Yeah, 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Okay, and now in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing rep or representative, sorry, do you also agree to disclose or just let us know of any additional online marketing that you do during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I will. I don't have anything on that.
Oh, okay, yeah, just in case. If you do, just let the tech know. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on May 24th in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment, When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I gave you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least.
That's the technician number?
That's the technician number and also the number that you can call at any time if you need anything.
That was 635-6225?
Yeah, you got it. I'm also going to give you my contact just in case you need me, you know, for anything as well. All you have to do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, and they can cancel it for you. But like I said, at least give it the 2-month try because I'm telling you, you're going to see, you know, jobs coming in and see yourself on that first page. Sometimes it's even faster, but.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude. I've been doing this for 20-something years, man. And, you know, then after about the 7th year or something, that's when I started getting these phone calls like this from all kinds of people. And I bought into this stuff a lot, man, and I've always been disappointed. I hope
I'm telling you, we've been in business about 18 years and we work with about 11,000 companies currently in the U.S. So, I mean, we've been working on the secret sauce, so to speak, for quite some time. We're going to get you the results you want.
Okay.
All right. Now, the last thing is just, I need to confirm it. So you do understand and agree to the.
What's your name again?
It's Sahak, S-A-H-A-K, but a lot of people just call me Hawk, H-A-W-K, you know, whatever is
better for
you. And
your phone number?
It'll be the same, the 877 number. Just call in and ask for me, and they'll send it directly over.
Okay.
I was going to text that to you at the end of the call, but, yeah, it's the same exact number. And then just ask for Hawk or Sahak, and then they'll send it over to me.
Okay, I got you.
So I just need one last thing just to confirm. You do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
What are the cancellation terms?
Like I said, you can cancel at any time. Just let us know 3 business days ahead, and they can cancel that for you.
Okay.
So I'll say it verbatim for you. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client support number I gave you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So no problem there. Now I'm going to send you over the confirmation for the technician. What time is 9 better or 10 going to be better for you tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's, I've got a 9. He better call me at 9 or 8:30 or something.
Okay, 9 o'clock? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, is that what time he's starting getting up?
Yeah, well, that'll be the first moment he'll be able to call, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go with that then. So let's see here. Let me just put in your email, and then I'll send that over. All you have to do is just confirm the time. Like in the RSVP, just hit yes there to confirm the time. Then the tech will do the same thing, so you'll be set up for that time. I'm sending that over to you right. Now let me know if you see that. Should be coming through right now.
I was trying to see that one email you told me about.
The verification?
Yeah, you said he's going to need something from me in the morning?
Yeah, so basically it's just like some of it's pictures of your tools and, you know, just anything you have on the business, like if you have a license, anything like that, because Google does ask for that for the verification. You can also do it through video. It's whatever's easier for you, but let me know if you see that email because that is important that you have that.
I thought you said you didn't need a verification code for me tomorrow.
It's not a code necessarily. It's a process you need to go through to verify yourself through Google.
Okay.
So you should have an email on that. It'll explain everything that you'll need to provide. Did you find that one?
That one's got the picture of the roof on it? No. No, that's something different.
I think that's something different, yeah. I'll send another one here. 1 second here. Okay.
Is that the one that says welcome to Splash?
No, it'll be the other one that was sent around the same time, though. It's not that one.
The one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
It's the other one, actually. Let me know if you don't. Let me know if you see that. I'm gonna resend it to you.
I got two emails from you.
I'm gonna send it to you again right now. You should see it coming through right now. It'll be the most recent one you just got. It'll say action needed, pictures needed for verification or something like that.
Okay, there you go. Pictures. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. Okay.
Okay, good thing I resent it. Okay, perfect. And then did you find the one about the... So, yeah, everything you see listed there, that's what they're going to need for that verification. Just have as much of that ready for the interview tomorrow as you can, okay?
Okay.
And then also, you'll see the other email about the interview with the tech, like what time it is. It'll be like a Google Calendar invite. It'll say, 7 a.m. Pacific time, but Central time, it'll be 9 a.m. for you.
Okay.
Just make sure you hit yes on the RSVP to confirm the time. Otherwise, you're all set to go. Did you have any questions for me other than that?
I'm trying to figure out where to click yes.
Okay, it should say an RSVP. It should say you see yes, no, and maybe. Do you see that?
Is that on the last email you sent me?
No, it'll be different from that one. It'll say, let's see, I'll tell you what it'll say here. It should say, like,
welcome to Local Time.
It's the other one, actually. It'll
hello
say,
to get your business
it'll say,
verified.
It should say Local Splash CI. It'll have your name listed with the time. It'll be like a calendar, a Google Calendar type invite. We'll see like a date and time there.
Please accept subscriptions to that.
That's a different one, actually.
One says, we are passionate about putting your business on first page. And it says it's going to take 30, 45 days to see results. Access dashboard.
So it's different from that one, actually. You're going to see another one that was probably sent after that. It'll be the one right before the verification one I just sent.
The one that says welcome to Splash? No?
No, it's a different one. It'll be like invite from our Google Calendar.
Man, I don't have that. I got Indeed. I've got local invoice. I've got welcome to Local Splash. Additional pictures needed.
Okay, I sent you another one. Let me know if you see that.
That's it.
Did you get that?
Not yet.
You did get it?
No, not yet.
Okay, sometimes it takes a second. I mean, you're still confirmed for the time. You'll actually probably get that here in just a couple of minutes. Sometimes it takes a sec, but, and I resent it too, so you might get two actually, but just make sure to hit yes once you get that, And then you're already locked in for the time. That's just more to confirm. The tech is already confirmed on my end, so you're good. So it'll be 9 o'clock your time tomorrow. They'll call within 30 minutes of 9 o'clock to get you started, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I still don't have anything, man.
Yeah, I'm going to resend it again once we get off here, but you should have that here in any minute. And sometimes it just takes a second to go through. But other than that, I mean, thanks for the time, and welcome to the team most of all. Other than that, if you have any other questions, let me know. Did you have anything before I let you go?
Man, I wish you could get me on there before 30 days, dude. We just had a hailstorm hit Allen.
Well, so, no, we're also going to get you up on everything else within about 2 weeks. So we'll have you on the Facebook ads, the directories, and everything, you know, first. So you'll still be getting people searching for that type of service through those already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then, like I said, just have that verification, like, as much as you can about that process ready to go for the interview tomorrow, and that just makes it faster for him to verify you, and we may be able to even get you up there faster.
I hope so, man.
No, for sure. No, for sure. Just make sure to have that ready. That way they can have a running start and get you up there quicker, okay?
But even with pictures of equipment and stuff like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Google, just to verify you have a business and make sure everything's legit, they ask for that.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, I appreciate the time, Curtis, really. And welcome to the team most of all. And they're going to call you between 9 and 9:30 to get you started tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good night, sir, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay, yep, bye.